Well, my next guest is joining me, the lovely Wendy Chamberlain from Chamberlain Property Advocates. She is well known for her podcasts, international best-selling author, speaker, and of course a licensed estate agent. But much more than that, she also has a new podcast called Property Mama, The Adventures in Real Estate. And rest assured, they are certainly adventures and lots to talk about. So, and also we're going to try and see what Wendy thinks of what's going to happen in 2025. So let's have a chat. Good afternoon, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, Vilma. I'm very well. Great to be back on the show again.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, this is one of those times of the year that you're sort of a bit hesitant, should I or shouldn't I, or, you know, let's think about maybe next year putting the house on the market and all those sort of things. So let's have a chat about that. But first, let's get into the auction clearance rate. We are almost to the end of 2024. So how's the auction clearance rates looking at as we speak?
Well, we are clearly well and truly in a buyer's market right now when you look at the statistics, the percentages on the auction clearance rates. So auction clearance rate, you give anyone that's looking to buy or sell in a market quite a clear indication of, I guess, which way the wind is blowing. And so the auction clearance rate on Saturday just gone was 57%, and that's off 1,439 reported auctions. So we are in what you'd call the spring selling season, which is where most properties are sent to auction. We're actually in summer now, aren't we? And so we've been sitting around the high 50%, early 60% now for quite some weeks, and when it dips into that kind of clearance rate, it means that there's lots of homes on the market for sale and not necessarily as many buyers. Or what I am and seeing and hearing is that the buyers are being quite particular and quite picky at the moment. If you could envisage like a bee going from flower to flower to flower and then deciding which one, that very much that is happening right now in the market. The agents that I'm speaking to are saying that buyers are not necessarily wanting to commit to any particular property. They've got quite a few options out there, which is what we're seeing with this type of clearance rate being at that high 50%.
Amazing, amazing. Now, the selling season, what are the mistakes to avoid when looking to sell your home?
Yes, so with looking to get your home on the market, because there will be quite a number of people that are listening that are thinking, when should I be bringing my home to the market and what do I need to really focus on and in particular spend my money on when it comes to preparing a home? Now, one of the first things that people need to really understand, make sure they make the right choice, is choosing the right real estate agent to bring on board that's going to be able to best showcase and show their property. So that is something that we do as a vendor advocate. We support people looking to sell, and we are, if you like, that middle person to help them with that process of interviewing the agents and making sure the person that is sitting in front of us is going to be the best person to get that home sold. So one of the things to look out for if you are speaking to real estate agents is don't just choose an agent based on the price that they are quoting that they are saying that you're going to get for your home, or the one that's going to necessarily have the lowest commission rate. Because these two factors, anybody can say anything. And one of the things that we see in the industry, agents may suggest that your home is worth more than it is, so that you go, oh, that's great, because the other agent said it's worth less. And so you go with that agent. It's not worth that much, but they're going to get you on the hook. So you just got to be mindful of that kind of tactic that's out there. And also in relation to the commission that is charged, a lot of the clients that we work with, it's not necessarily about the lowest commission, it's about finding the best person, so the most experienced person. And particularly in a market that we have right now, as I've said about the clearance rates, which are sort of the mid-fives, you need someone that knows how to negotiate. negotiate with the buyers that are in front of them to get your home sold. So you may choose to do an auction campaign, and that clearly, you know, 50% of them aren't selling on the day. So that's where an experienced operator steps in and navigates and guides you, which we do in conjunction with the real estate agent. Other things people need to consider is how are you going to get your home ready for selling? So where you do not present your home well, you are leaving money on the table, because people, when they walk into a home, you need to create that experience, that emotion for them, which is what home styling comes into play here. How you might have walked into a home and it's beautifully laid out and people can start envisaging themselves moving and living and being in that space. Mm. Whereas I don't know if you've ever walked into a home that's vacant, not a stick of furniture, and the rooms look much smaller versus if they've been staged with furniture. So that's a consideration there. But you also have to be careful not to overspend. For example, if you're thinking of renovating your home or doing some fix-ups or touch-ups in order to get your home ready to sell, make sure you're getting your biggest bang for buck. So the rule of thumb is that for every dollar you spend, you need to be getting $3 back. So you need someone, an expert such as myself, to come in and cast an eye over things and say, well, I suggest we do something with that, but it's not worth doing that because you might not get the return. So an example there, I've heard this before, is people spend all this money renovating or update parts of the home, and then the next person that comes in and buys it doesn't like your paint colour choice, or they don't like your finishes on a kitchen, for example, and they just rip the whole thing out anyway. It's just a waste of money. So you really need to understand what the appetite is of the buyers in your area, what they're looking for of your type of home, and where the best bang for your buck of the spend is for you there. So that's something that people need to just be very mindful of. You need to also consider, in this market where buyers are coming through, and as I said, then they're being quite selective with properties, there's an unwritten rule in real estate that often your first offer is your best offer. And I can't tell you how many times working with clients or even ourselves that someone has come in and made an offer on a property and you reject it because it's really early on in the campaign or you've just got started.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes, and what happens for a buyer in their mind, if they are interested in a property to the point that they want to make an offer on that property and their offer gets knocked back, they check out. They say, okay, that's not for us, and they move on to the next time. So then in 2, 3, 5 weeks later, when you still haven't sold your home, you go, where's that person? They've moved on. They've bought something else. So I think particularly in the market that we're in right now, be very cognizant of who is in front of you and is the price that they're offering for your home, is that actually a realistic price for you? Because I know when you're selling your home, and I've sold homes before, you always, always want the very best price for your home.
Of course.
But sometimes, and it depends on your circumstances, obviously, but sometimes the market will tell you what your home is worth.
Mm.
You may not be happy with that, but if you are looking to sell and move on, you just have to listen to the market sometimes.
Well, that will give you a very good indication as well too. And I think you know, you have to be a little bit savvy as well, and keep your knowledge up to speed, which we'll talk about that shortly. But I think you couldn't have said it any better, because sometimes your first offer is your best, really, because then you go, oh, you're curious and you want to go and have a look and see who else is offering, but then you always end up reverting back to the first person. And I've had that happen to me, not just in real estate, even other aspects of buying things. So very well said there. Now, I wanted to ask you, the outlook for 2025, where do you see the market heading into the new year?
This is a really curious question, Vilma.
Yes.
It's very, very interesting, because what happens with any market, it depends on all of the moving parts, all of the levers and things that are going to get pulled as we head into the new year and how the new year unfolds as we go through. So we've had interest rates have been on hold now for quite a number of months, and there have been murmurings and rumblings about interest rates dropping as we move into the new year. And the date on when they're saying that's going to happen, depending on who you talk to, when you talk to them, they're saying perhaps earlier in the year. I've heard that they're going to move it back to be May or mid-year. So if that happens, if interest rates do drop, what I feel will happen is that the market will kick up a notch and likely take off again. Now, we also need to make sure that we pull into the mix there of our consideration is what other factors are going on at any particular time. Because, as I say, all markets are always different. And we are at the moment seeing a lot of people are tightening the purse strings. There's a cost of living challenges for people at the moment. Things have got more expensive, not just in the real estate land. They've just got expensive everywhere. So people are not necessarily spending as much. And so we're also throwing to the mix here, we are seeing a lot of investors selling up. And that's for the various raft of reasons that we've spoken about all year on the show around the increased cost of ownership of properties that are rented out, including land taxes and having to get your electricity and your gas checked every other week, and then compliance costs and all the rules now for the renters to bring your properties up to speed. And a lot of older homes that have been rented out day in, day out over many, many years, they're not going to be up to the code that the government has now dictated properties need to be at. And so those homes, we're seeing many of them being sold. Mm. And agents that I'm speaking to, they're saying anything upward of 60, 70% of the stock they've got for sale is investment stock that is being offloaded, because as we've talked about with the changes to land tax that kicked in on the 1st of January this year, the threshold was dropped from 300,000 down to 50,000. And so that has pulled in many more homes, particularly one and two bedroom apartments, into having to have land tax due and payable on them. And it has really started to affect the market. So we throw that into the mix coming into 2025. What I'm hearing with many agents that I'm speaking to is that they have a lot of stock that is going to come onto the market into 2025, because we're here, it's mid-December. Realistically, we only have this Saturday, the following Saturday, so we've only got a week and a bit left of real estate before the market does slow down and people take a break over the Christmas New Year timeframe. Mm-hmm. And so from an auction perspective, if people want to get their home on and auction it, unless the campaign has already been started, it's too short to be able to do it. So many homes are just being just put on the back burner for the moment until the market opens up again for 2025. So if we see a huge influx of those homes coming on, that additionally is going to affect what happens in the market. But what seems to happen, regardless of what's going on, the good homes that are well sought after are always the ones that do well. And what I'm talking about there are what the buyers have as an appetite right now is homes that are walk-in ready, that they don't have to do a renovation, they don't have to fix anything up. They can just walk in, drop their bags and start living. Mm. And that's because of people's time constraints, everybody's busy. The cost now of getting building done, getting trades, getting any time of repairs and fixes and things done. All these things are factors that people are going to look at. So my prediction is if the interest rates do come down, well then I think home buyers will step back into the market and that could buoy the market. But if we have a lot more investor stock coming on and interest rates go up, because I've heard that as well, then I think prices are really going to start to feel it. Because Melbourne housing values have fallen over 10 of the past 12 months.
Oh, gee.
And we are down 0.4% for the month. So for November, now we're in the spring selling season. We're supposed to be, having lots of sales and so forth, but we've got a mid-50s percentage clearance rate and house prices have been falling. So. Mm.
Well, it's going
to
be.
Let's wait and see.
Yes, that's it. That's all we can do is just wait and see what is going to happen there. But, interesting times ahead. Now, very quickly, because my next guest will be joining me very soon, but we've got the first home buyers roadmap event on the 3rd of February, and also the 2025 relaunch Get Started in Property, an online mentoring program. program. And, of course, we do have the new podcast, which is called Property Mama, Adventures in Real Estate. So just tell us very quickly what's happening on the 3rd of Feb.
Yes, I am heading back and running events. So I am going to have my first event for 2025, will be the first home buyer roadmap, because what I'm seeing is that people stepping into the world of real estate and looking to buy their first home, they are lost in the reeds. They just don't even know where to start. They don't know the steps. They don't know the order of the steps. They don't know what they're doing. So we're getting out there again, and we are going to be running these events, particularly targeting first home buyers looking to come into the market, to show them exactly the roadmap of where they start, what they need to do, all those checks and balances that they need to hit on that journey to buy their first home. So that's going to be the event we're running on the 3rd of February. So details for that will be on our website.
Fantastic.
I am relaunching. I know, I'm very excited. I am very excited. I'm relaunching my Get Started in Property online mentoring program. So again, if you can't, you're not located here in Melbourne, or you know somebody that's elsewhere, or you like to just do things online in your own at your own pace, in your own time, then that's the Get Started in Property program. So likewise, it's got 38 modules. You start at the start, you follow the bouncing ball, and it gives you the confidence to know what to do, who to talk to buy buy a home for you to live in. And Property Mama, Adventures in Real Estate, the podcast, we will be back in 2025 with more shenanigans. I've already got making lists, things to talk about.
Good on you. Now, if you want to make contact with Wendy, you can. You can go to wendy@chamberlainadvocates.com.au. And are you still giving that free ebook at all?
We have the ebook ready to go.
Oh, fantastic. And also too, Wendy, just very quickly, buyer's advocate, seller's advocate, tell them why.
Well, we are independent, and as I just said, we've got buyers that need that guidance. They do not know the questions to ask real estate agents. They haven't got the experience. I've been buying and selling real estate for 29 years now, and it's through our relationships with real estate. At least 50% of what we purchase is off-market. It's not advertised. We find those secret listings. So if you're out there hunting and frustrated, come and talk to me, because I will guarantee I'll be able to find your house.
And you can go to the website. Tell them the website, please.
ChamberlainAdvocates.com.au.
Fantastic. Well, Wendy, you have a lovely Christmas with the family, and a very peaceful and pleasant new year. I'll ask you now, I'd love to have you back on for next year if you're happy to come on board.
We have so much fun, Vilma. I would love to come back.
No, my pleasure. Well, you have a safe one, and I hope that your predictions for 2025 will certainly shine a light on some people. And I can't wait for the First Home Buyers Roadmap event. Do you know where it's going to be held, or is it online?
No, it's in person. We're going to hold it in Mooney Ponds.
Oh, lovely. Well, we'll have to know that. Do you have it already set up?
Yes, we do, yes.
Where is it going to be held at?
It's going to be held at the, hang on, now I've got to look it up. It's going to be held at, it's going to be held at, there's a building at 6 Gladstone Street in Mooney Ponds, just near the Woolworths there.
Okay, number 6?
Gladstone Street, Mooney Ponds.
Gladstone Street, Mooney Ponds. All right. And what time does that start from?
We're going to have 6:15 for 6:30 start, and we're going to run it for a couple of hours so that we cover everything off. And I'm going to be joined by an amazing mortgage broker, Joe Attard. So we're going to show you what you need to do, all the steps for getting your finance sorted and getting yourself sorted for buying.
Yes, and you can also go online to check all that out as well. So you have a lovely Christmas, and thank you for your time this afternoon. It's greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Vilma.
Bye for now. Bye.